I'll be the first to admit, I haven't always been great at being there for others in their time of need. Do you know what I'm talking about here? When other people are hurting, going through trial of some kind, maybe the loss of a loved one, maybe when someone is dealing with sickness or family problems, I often don't know what to do. And so I start asking myself all kinds of questions. Questions like, do they want to talk about their struggle with me? They probably don't want to talk about it. Should I go and see them, visit them, maybe at their home? They probably would just want to be left alone right now. Maybe I could take them some food, something to eat, and provide them a meal, but mercy, cooking just isn't exactly one of my talents. There's this constant questioning and second-guessing about what do I do in those circumstances for others. Meanwhile, while I'm beating myself up mentally about what I should or shouldn't do, there's that person, still struggling and still hurting. In fact, maybe somebody else in the meantime has come along and helped them, but then again, maybe no one has. What can I do for those who are hurting? I was recently reading in the book of Job, and while I'm keenly aware that Job's three friends really don't deserve any awards for being the world's best sympathizers, and things did really seem to go south the moment they opened up their mouths and started talking, I am still impressed with some of the good things that those friends did, at least in the beginning, to help their hurting friend. Number one, they showed up. In Job 2 and verse 11, the Bible says that when Job's friends heard of all the evil that had come upon him, they each came from their own place. They were there, face to face, friend to friend. Just their presence alone spoke volumes. And love for one another demands that we do just that, that we show up. Secondly, they cried with him. The very next verse says, they raised their voices and wept. If the word compassion means to feel with, then these guys truly were feeling with their friend. And of course, as God's people, we need to be ready to weep with those who weep. Thirdly, they were silent. Job 2 verse 13 says, they sat with him, and no one spoke a word. You know, we don't always have to provide some anecdote or some earth-shattering piece of advice or even pretend like we know someone else's pain. We just have to be willing to listen and to share in that pain. And then fourthly, Job's friends saw him. That verse goes on to say in Job 2 that they saw that his suffering was very great. You know, sometimes we get so caught up in our own drama and our own business that we don't really even see the hurt that others are experiencing. We don't take the time to notice them. When what we need to do is we need to slow down, and we need to get our eyes off of ourselves, and we need to really see the pain and the suffering that others are experiencing. You know, the truth is, there are people who are hurting all around us. We don't have to look very far. And some of them are even carrying burdens that we can't even begin to fully grasp and imagine. But the good news is you and I don't have to be professional counselors in order to help them. We can just do the things that Job's friends did in the beginning. Show up. See their pain. Listen to them. And be ready to demonstrate compassion. Those are simple things that can do more good than maybe we would even realize. Who can you help this week who you know that's hurting and who's suffering?